Kia ora, this program is brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Wellington Access Radio, make your voice heard.
Dear Gota Cordia, agus welcome to Capital Irish on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM. This show is also available on podcast.capitalirish.nz. I'm your host for today, Andrew Kerr. As always, shout out to our sponsors, Wellington Irish Trust, Susie and Peter McGuinness, and the Hutt Valley Irish Society. Hope you're all having a nice Sunday. Had a great night the other week at the San Fran with Grada, and hopefully some of you managed to catch them at the Little Theatre in Lower Hutt last night. Well worth catching up with Grada, and they finish up their tour, I think, in Nelson either tonight or very next couple of days. Well, we'll get into some tunes. I'm going to start off with a recent discovery of mine. It's a fellow from Meath by the name of Robert John Ardiff. Born in Meath, lived in Dublin, spends most of his time kind of troubadouring around Europe and playing with all sorts of interesting people. This song that I've chosen is off his album, which was released last week. The album's called Once I Was. It's his third album, and the track is called September Road.
Tell me where you go to, darling, when it's late at night. Are you queuing for a chipper or looking for a fight? I follow you from the shadows on this September road. For a fool, darling, don't sugar the wound. I'll take you at face value if you stand your ground. I'll pull you in and let you go on this September road. Caught a robin in my kitchen on a Saturday morning. He was standing in my dressing gown and playing with my daughter. I pulled him in and let you go on this September road. I follow you from the shadows on this September road. Thank you.
That was Robert John Ardiff with his September Road from his just released album Once I Was. One of my best musical memories when I used to live in Dublin was many nights spent in Whelan's and Wexford Street. And I used to go and see Martin Hayes and Dennis Cahill quite a lot. Two of my favourite musicians. Unfortunately, obviously, Dennis Cahill isn't with us anymore. But here's a track from Martin Hayes with a new project of his, which is called the Common Ground Ensemble. And this is, they've got a new album out called Peggy's Dream, which you can find online. And this is a track called The Boyne Water, and it's dedicated to the memory of Dennis Cahill. Thank you. That was Martin Hayes, a lovely track, The Boyne Water, from his recently released album. A bit light on the news front at the moment. The British and Irish Film Festival is still running. That's been going for a couple of weeks now, and it finishes this coming Wednesday, the 1st of November. Lots of little gems of movies around, so check that out and see if you can find something of interest. Last week was the start of a pop-up Gaeltacht session where you can go along and practice your Irish and have a bit of a chat and a chinwag. That's running at the Welsh Bar, the Dragon Bar. It was on last Thursday. I'm not sure how regular it is planned to be, but jump online and check that out. I might actually go myself sometime soon. Back to the tunes. There's quite a popular folk band in Ireland called Ye Vagabonds. They're two brothers, I believe, from Galway. One of them is Brian McGlynn, and Brian McGlynn sings in both Irish and Osgiliga. The Gaeilge inspiration from his mother's side, she came from comes from Aranmore Island in Donegal. This is a track that he performed at a wonderful music show called This Ain't No Disco, which is an online kind of showcase, which is directed by very talented Miles O'Reilly, who seems to be involved in everything, and hosted by DJ and visual artist Donald Deneen. This is Brian McGlynn doing his version of the classic Foggy Dew.
it's oftentimes that I think on that night when I kept off the foggy dew.
A version of The Foggy Dew there, performed by Brian McGlynn. I thought I might entertain a different part of your brain for the next little couple of minutes. Came across the wonderful Seamus Heaney recently in an old interview on this Channel 4 in the UK, back from 1999. And on that interview, he recited his well-known poem about the Troubles, and the poem is called Whatever You Say, Say Nothing, by the man himself, Seamus Heaney.
Religion's never mentioned here, of course. You know them by their eyes and hold your tongue. One side's as bad as the other, never worse. Of the wee six I sing, where to be saved, you only must save face. And whatever you say nothing. Smoke signals are loudmouth compared with us. Maneuverings to find out name and school, with subtle discrimination by addresses, with hardly an exception to the rule that Norman, Ken, and Sydney signal prod, and Seamus call me Sean, wear surefire pape. O land of password, hand grip, wink and nod, of open minds as open as a trap, where tongues lie coiled as under flame lie wicks, where half of us, as in a wooden horse, were cabined and confined like wily Greeks, besieged within the siege, whispering Morse.
Seamus Heaney, and whatever you say, say nothing. That's almost it from me. I've got one more track for you today. Once again, check out this show and others on podcast.capitalirish.nz. Thanks to Ray in Air Traffic Control for today's show. I'm going to leave you with a bit of Sean Noos. This is an old lament that's attributed to a woman called Máire Nglacartaigh, who lived in the 19th century. When she was getting to the end of her life, she decided she wanted to be buried back in her home place, close to her family. So this song came out of this situation. And it's a traditional kind of song where people express their wishes about what happens after they pass away. So it's a nice little lighthearted little number. The track is called The Song of Munish, or Auron Vinsha, or Liadon, and in this particular case, even though she wanted to go back to her original family location, the weather didn't agree and they couldn't make the boat trip, so she had to stay where she was. So we'll leave you with this. Thanks again to our sponsors, and have a good week, and togega boge.
Schnacht da heiden was so. You've been listening to Capital Irish on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM, thanks to the generosity of our sponsors. We couldn't be here without them. Our sponsors are Wellington Irish Trust, Susie and Peter McGuinness, and the Hutt Valley Irish Society. A very big thank you from all of us on the Capital Irish team.
That program was brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard.
Thanks, New Zealand On Air, for funding accessmedia.nz.